Call us at 342-1400 or email KVOE at KVOE.com. Feel Good Friday. Fridays at 7:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. on KVOE. Feel Good Friday. Brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. Good morning. It is 8:26.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at LongbineAuto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time is 8:27 on a Monday morning. It is time for our Newsmaker 2 segment. It is time for our COVID-19 community vaccination briefing. And once again, as was the case last week, we're pleased to be joined by Newman Regional Health Pharmacy Director Ashley Edwards and Flint Hills Community Health Center CEO Renee Hively.
Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for taking some time to join us. Ashley, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Glad to have you both on. Renee, I wanted to start with you and ask, now that we've had three really vaccination efforts, mass vaccination efforts in the books, two for phase one, phase two public, the one last Friday for the phase two, the private pod, the closed pod, how have things gone here with the vaccinations here to this point?
Actually, other than trickling in very slowly, the vaccination efforts have been good as far as the administering the vaccine. So that's been really good.
You mentioned here that the vaccination process is this is not new right now, but things have slowed down really haven't gotten off to a fast start yet because of the vaccine availability. If memory serves me correctly, today is when the state should be getting more doses than it has in the past due to federal action. Have you gotten official word on that here from the state that is indeed in play here as of this week?
We haven't. We did get our allocation for this week, and it is still right at that 400 dose for the initial doses, and we also received 800 for the second doses. So vaccine is still kind of trickling in slow at this point. We hope that will ramp up and we'll start to see more vaccine coming to Lyon County in the future.
Well, let me just make sure I've got this straight now. So this week's 400 and 800 are already in hand, Renee?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be looking at the 800 for the second vaccines for the phase ones that have had their first then, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And then we'll have an initial vaccination clinic on Friday from 9 to 6 again at the Boyer Building. We have made some changes, a little bit of changes on how that's going to get scheduled for this week.
Let's talk about those changes. And first off, I will ask you before we get started, is this going to be a public pod or an open pod or a closed pod, what you're anticipating here for Friday?
Well, actually, it's going to be open. We're actually going to reinstitute a list. I feel like this list has been kind of a Seinfeld episode back and forth throughout the community. And hopefully with this population, since in phase two, we are targeting those 65 and older. So we know there's been some challenges, and we've listened to our community members saying, how can we get this most vulnerable population an appointment to get vaccinated? So we are going to start implementing a list. That list officially will begin tomorrow. So please don't bombard our phone lines today. We're still in the process of re-engineering our phone system so that we can actually process those phone calls that are coming in and get people on this end trained to be able to answer the calls, take their information. We're going to need their first name, last name. We're going to need their date of birth and a phone number and where we can reach them. It will be on a first-come, first-served basis in that population, although when we go to call you back to schedule, we are going to start with the oldest population first and work our way backwards down to 65. So just a little bit of difference going on here. You will call our COVID hotline number at 620-208-3741. We have added some additional prompts in there to get you to that vaccine line so that you can give your name, date of birth, and phone number so that when we know we have how much vaccine we have each week, then we'll call, like this week, we'll call the first 400 people and get them scheduled.
All right. Now, you're going to have to spoon feed me on this, Renee, because I want to make sure.
Well, it's a little confusing, I'm sure.
I'm getting all this right because, you know, obviously you and Ashley and Newman Regional Health have been receiving a lot of phone calls, as have we, as far as getting on a list to get vaccinated. Now, you know, we've been hearing, you mentioned the word list, and that's been thrown about here and used a lot, I think, in the past few weeks. Now, are there people on any existing list right now, Renee? Are you talking about a list with a clean slate for this Friday?
That's a great question. I know Newman Regional Health finished up the scheduling last week for us off of a list that they had accumulated, and I believe they got through most of their list. We do have about 60 people that are still sitting on a list here at Lyon County Public Health, which we will actually put into the spreadsheet, and we'll pull from them based on age again. If they're, you know, they're 80 years old, they'll take precedence over the 65-year-old, and we'll work our way down that way.
Ashley, let's bring you into the conversation here, and let's, I guess, maybe get a status report here on your process, because it sounds like your process has been a little bit different than what the health center has now enacted here and now established for the process going forward.
Yes, you are correct. You know, we have received information from the state that vaccines will be kind of funneled through the local public health and, you know, with Flint Hills Health Department partnering together. And unless we receive a large shipment, you know, at this time, Newman Regional Health is not receiving vaccines, nor do we anticipate to receive vaccines in the next couple weeks. So we really are just dependent on that allocation that's coming in through the state. And until the public health receives, you know, a distribution that's too large for them to be able to get out in that in a week time, then we don't anticipate getting vaccines until that allocation's increased.
Okay, that's a big answer right there to a lot of questions people had because, you know, Ashley, last week I think we were talking about Newman Regional Health pulling a report of 65-plus patients, 65 years or older patients that have received services from the hospital in the last 3 years that they would be contacted. Now, would you recommend to them to try to get on a list that may be upcoming from Lyon County Public Health?
So, you know, you're correct. You know, this is different than where we were last week, but again, things, what we can't expect what we don't know as well. And so when we were creating that list and we were taking names down, it was because we were in anticipation that we were going to receive vaccine and we had to be ready. And now we know that we're not going to be receiving that a shipment of vaccine anytime soon. It doesn't mean that we may not get some, you know, a couple weeks from now. You know, we could be having this conversation next week and it may be different. That's just kind of where we're setting right now. So like Renee had shared, yes, if you called our hotline, we did put those individuals on a list and we were able to work with public health and we were able to schedule those patients that had called us for last Friday. And so I know a lot of our community members were able that have been calling into both Newman Regional Health and Public Health were able to get their COVID vaccine last Friday. Some changes that we've done here at our facility is that we changed our hotline number to where no one's able to leave a message anymore. And the reason is because we don't have vaccine. So we're really just trying to create a message that streamlines people back to go back and look at the public health website and calling them for information regarding when they would be able to get their COVID-19 vaccination.
It sounds like, Ashley, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is actually, you know, prompting both the health center and the hospital to have even more levels of coordination moving forward here based on the situation as it's developed specifically over the past week.
Yes, you are correct. I mean, as the allocation gets increased, I know that public health is going to be, you know, looking at us to partner together, and we are definitely ready to do that with them.
Well, Renee, let's kind of set the scene once again. You do have some vaccine in, and we will have a couple of pods, one for second shots for the people that have already received phase one vaccinations. Do you have a date set for that? That'll be a closed pod, correct?
Yes. All the second dose clinics will be closed pod, because once you are vaccinated once, you will get a second date and time for your second dose. So it's always guaranteed, as long as the state allocates second dose vaccine to us, it's always guaranteed that you'll have that. Our next pod will be, obviously, for initial dose, will be this Friday from 9 to 6. And then this the first second dose clinic is actually Saturday, February the 13th.
Okay,
and both are at the Boyer Building.
So that will be a week from Saturday then.
Exactly.
Okay, and then so, you have another one on top of that, the 19th. Again, that'll be closed for round two folks coming up around the 19th, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes, and then another one on the 26th after that for second doses. So so far in February, we have three second dose clinics and then the initial clinic on Friday.
And the reason there is a gap is just because you know, people have to wait a certain amount of days, obviously, after getting shot one to make sure you have enough people to get to the pod, right?
Well, it takes, you know, you have 4 weeks between the Moderna vaccine, between your first and second dose, and 3 weeks with the Pfizer. So we space those out by weeks.
I have a question here for you, Renee. Given the fact that we're going to be having initial and then secondary pods really part of the picture now for the foreseeable future, are you planning on either having the two fairgrounds facilities that come to mind, Boyer and Anderson Building, activated potentially at the same time, the same day, or do you plan to maybe have initial doses on one day and then the vaccinations for the second doses possibly coming in a day or two after that?
Sure. Just for resources, we'll probably use Fridays. Usually Thursdays and Fridays will be the day that we set up our vaccination clinics. Obviously, public health can only manage so much in any given time, and so we know what our threshold is. So two vaccination clinics, two full days of vaccination clinics is really our kind of our threshold. And once we reach that threshold, we will reach out to partners like Newman Regional Health and our other pharmacy partners. And anybody else that's eligible to be a vaccine provider in Lyon County, we'll reach out to them and say, and transfer them vaccine and say, hey, we have an excess amount of this many doses, and can you set up a pod this week? And then they'll be able to set up a vaccination site within Lyon County as well.
COVID-19.
So there could be multiple vaccine sites happening at any given time.
All right. Renee Hively, CEO, Flint Hills Community Health Center. Ashley Edwards, the Director of Pharmacy at Newman Regional Health. Ashley, I want to ask you, this came from, I guess, a couple of different sources last week, but it was kind of a nationwide story on folks taking ibuprofen before they get their COVID shots, and you know, a couple of different avenues were recommending against that. So what have you been hearing, or have you heard anything about that, the do's or don'ts with ibuprofen prior to a COVID vaccine?
You know, some people have been trying to maybe medicate before getting their vaccination to help with those symptoms that are very common following the vaccine, like injection site pain, muscle achiness, fatigue. People may have fever, chills. And so my recommendation is, and the CDC also recommends, that you can take Tylenol or ibuprofen. You know, I would recommend taking that following the vaccination for helping treat those symptoms. And typically those symptoms can last anywhere from, you know, about 2 days, 48 hours.
Renee, what about you? Are you hearing anything different, or are you hearing pretty much the same thing what Ashley's mentioning?
You know, I'm hearing about the same thing Ashley is hearing. The studies are pretty early, and they're leading towards that possibility of reducing the body's immune response if they were to take ibuprofen or Tylenol prior to the vaccination. COVID-19, that vaccination induces an inflammation response, and that helps boost the immune system or trains the immune system to attack the virus. So they want to decrease that, and they feel like currently in these early research studies that if you do take any kind of fever-reducing medication, that it could lower your immune response. So, it's best to wait, apparently right now, to wait after vaccination if you become symptomatic to take those kinds of medications.
We've been asking about symptoms following vaccination number one. Renee, have you been seeing anything different from the bulk of people after getting the second vaccine?
The second vaccine, I can tell you a personal experience with the second vaccination. I did, for about 18 hours, feel pretty under the weather. I had body aches, fever, chills, headache. But then it was short-lived, and I was able to move on. So we've been hearing a lot of that. Some people managed to slide right through without any side effects. Others are experiencing what I had experienced in either mild or moderate mild or moderate symptoms. So okay. It's there. It's a possibility, but we do expect those actually to happen.
Well, Renee, if we could, let's re-rack the phone situation for getting on a list tomorrow. I have a feeling this could be stampedish in a little bit, but let's go ahead and set the scene. When can people start calling? And the hotline number is 208-3741.
That is correct. They can start calling tomorrow morning. Please don't just bombard. There are going to be people here all day, all week long to answer your calls, to get on that list. And remember, there's only 400 doses this week to be able to administer. So everybody calling is not going to get a vaccine. But they will be on a list for future shipments to be able to get scheduled in and get an appointment to get vaccinated. So you would call the COVID hotline number. Once it's re-engineered today, we'll have another option where you can push to talk to somebody about vaccine, COVID vaccine. That's the option you will push. It will be answered then by a live person. They will take your name, your first name, last name, your phone number, and date of birth, and we will call you back when you're in line to get scheduled for an appointment.
Okay, so when can they officially start calling tomorrow? You mentioned tomorrow. What time tomorrow?
Tomorrow, right at 8 a.m. And I'm sure they're going to call before
I know.
It is. Please take, they have to be patient. We're going to have as many people dedicated to the phone lines as we possibly can. Resources are slim, but we will get you on the list, and that does mean at some point you will get a vaccine. If we start having more vaccine administrative sites like at Newman Regional Health and other places like that, we will also share information with our partners. Our goal is to get as many people vaccinated as we can.
Okay, so quickly, just one more time. When they call tomorrow, starting at 8, the hotline, 208-3741, they will reach an automated response, and then they have an option, correct? Is that the way this works?
That is correct. There's currently going to be three options on there. We're going to have the vaccine line, obviously still our testing line, and then disease investigation contact tracers.
Okay,
gotcha. Ashley, anything else you want to add here about the hospital situation before we close down our briefing for the week?
We'll continue to work with KDH&E as well, and I'm hoping that maybe we'll be start beginning to receive direct shipments to our facility. And again, like Renee said, we will make sure that we are notifying the public if that does happen.
Renee, anything else you want to add?
I want to say that people that are still on the list at Newman's that they didn't get reached last week or didn't get an opportunity to get into a clinic last week, we'll work with them to make sure we can get them in the queue on our list as well to make sure we can accommodate as many people as we can.
Okay. Ashley, as always, thank you very much. Thanks for all you're doing. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Always good
you
to
too.
Talk to you. Renee, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Renee Hively, who is the CEO of Flint Hills Community Health Center. Ashley Edwards, the Director of Pharmacy at Newman Regional Health. We appreciate this very much. Very informative community COVID vaccination briefings every Monday right here, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you can tell, things change an awful lot from week to week. A very different situation this week.